Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Nation, so excited to be with you again in sunny, beautiful California. Absolutely loving it here. My wife grew up in this area and we are here, and I am super excited about today's topic. Today we are going to talk about what I would do if I had to start a cleaning business from scratch. Natalie and I have talked about that before after doing all the coaching. You know, sometimes like, oh man, I'd love to start a cleaning business and just crush it because it'd be so much fun. So today we're going to talk about exactly what that would look like and how I would do it. And I don't want you to kind of mentally check out if you're like, well, I'm not really starting a cleaning company from scratch. Like, I've already got my cleaning company. I don't need this. Honest to goodness, what we're going to talk about is kind of the foundation of doing it right, right? So like, even if you're just starting, these concepts are kind of going to help with what that would look like. So don't just check out if you're, oh, I'm not starting from scratch. You can still go, okay, what were the foundations? How would this thing look? It's going to be good for everybody. But I get that a lot, and I just thought it was an interesting question. So let's dive in. The problem when you're starting from scratch is you have the most to do and the least help to do it. Hey, Shelly from Ohio. Good to see you. Daisy Daisy's from Delaware. She says cloudy over here. Hate to tell you, sister, it is. Be here. I'll give you guys a quick view. And again, I'm teasing for the people that aren't on, that can't see the video. I don't know what you guys can see, but it's, can you guys see that? Anyway, there's water over there. It's bright and sunny. It's beautiful. I might be by the pool next Tuesday. We're going to have to see. There's lots of options out here. The pool has crap internet, but other than that, it's beautiful. Hey, Sean in the house. Good to see you. All right. So the problem with the starting from scratch is we got Lou and Sean. It is a party now. Is there's everything to do, right? Because you have no help to do it. You're just beginning and the least help to do it. So you really have to be focused, and you typically lease money, right? There's no revenue. You just have nothing. So you kind of really have to pick your steps carefully. And if you can kind of get the stuff that we're talking about at the beginning, it just makes your life so much easier as you go. The cost is if you do this wrong and you don't launch properly, it can cost you years of business growth and just wandering the earth with no water, with no plan, just hoping for something to happen. Linda says, it's beautiful here today in Wisconsin. So we're getting weather checks for everyone around the world. Feel free to check in. Tell us how things are. All right. So this one, I've kind of got, not kind of, I got seven steps I want to walk through of if I just woke up today. And it was like, I'm just starting. What do I do? I know what I know, but I don't know anyone. I don't have a podcast. No one's heard of me. How do I do it? Step one, I would get, and again, some of you guys might be going, I've already started my company 20 years ago. And you will go to step one. You're like, I haven't done that yet. you don't have to wait till you don't have to restart. Just do it now. Step one, and this is where so few people start. I would get crystal clear on my why. And I know that sounds so weird, but having started lots of companies, it's one of those things that kind of feels a little fuzzy and weird and not like exactly what to do. But believe it or not, it is for sure where I'd start, just to save myself a bunch of time, get clarity. Because if you don't know what you really want, I promise I've done this. Like, you know, a lot of people start with, I want $1 million business. I want a business. Is my least favorite answer when I ask people in coaching, like, hey, how big do you want your business? They go, as big as I can make it, right? Like, that's not an answer. We want, like, why? What we really want is... ideally to start with your, I'm actually writing my second book, spoiler alert. And we talked about that deep in there, which is what do you want out of your life first? Then we kind of want to reverse engineer this business, this magic box that creates the money and time that we need to live the life that we want and the impact that we want. So if we don't start with a why, this box doesn't become a magic box that gives us what we want. It's a magic box that will take anything that we give it, time, money, effort, passion, relationships. Your business will suck you dry if you don't have a clear plan of what you want and why that's important. You start with a why. Why do you want to build a business? Who's it going to impact? You, your family, your customers, your employees. How do you want it to impact them? All that sort of good stuff. So step one is the why. If you don't have the why, I wouldn't start, believe it or not. Step two, get crystal clear on the what. What do you want out of this thing, right? Is it time? Is it money? Is it status? Is it a feeling of accomplishment? Is it to serve? Is it impact? Joshua says, what does your shirt say? It says, I am Cleaning Nation. And I'll make you a deal. If you reach out to, if anyone wants a shirt like this, not one that I've worn and is smelly, but a clean one, reach out to Lou or Sean. They're some of our coaches. I'll tell you. Or Leah. She's on too. Yay, we've got everybody. Reach out to, message Sean or Lou or Leah in the chat, and we'll get you hooked up. All right. So the next thing I'd want to do is get crystal clear on exactly what I want. Because if a business is here to serve, that's very different than if I'm trying to create jobs, which is very different than if I just want to make money, which is very different than if I want to change the world, which is very different than if I want time freedom, which is very different than if I want status, which is very... Got some angry birds. I don't know if you guys can hear them, but there's some birds up there that are... I don't think they like the broadcast. So they got some things to say. So step one, get clear on the why, and then we're going to go what. Step three is we're going to reverse engineer the whole thing. And this is so... I don't know if you guys can hear the bird, but it's Lou says he loves giving away Mike's stuff, so go get him. So step three is reverse engineer the whole thing. Basically, we're starting with an end in mind. The example I always like using is, I don't know, like my kid, the other day we got here and he's got, Natalie bought him this coloring book. And, you know, have the mazes, right, where, you know, like start here and get to the end where the superheroes or whatever. And I don't know about you guys, when I was a kid, he's like, I found it's easier to start at the end and just work your way back. I can solve it just about every time. But, you know, even at my advanced age, I'm sure if I try to figure it out, I would be stumped. But if you go backwards, you can do it, right? So that's exactly what I want to do while building our business. Start at the end with where you want to be and then work your way back. You can kind of get there almost every time. But when you start at the front, you're not clear on where you want to go. It's harder to get there. So what you want to do is make sure you break that down into time and money, really, right? Cecilia says she hears the birds. Okay, good. So you know I'm not crazy. I don't know how to frighten them away. They're just kind of looking down at me with no fear. So there you go. Maybe one will come here and scoop me away at some point. All right. So time and money is really what we're looking for. And a lot of people focus all on the money, which is important, right? I don't want to say that's not for nothing. But if I could have time and no money, or money and no time, I'll take time with no money every time, right? Because if you have time, you can go get money. But if you don't have any time, money's worthless, right? Just about every billionaire I know on his deathbed would trade all of his money for more time. So I'm not saying you have to overvalue time. It's hard to overvalue time, but you certainly don't want to just go for the money, right? So how many hours per week do I want, or how many hours per day do I want to work, right? We're looking for 10-hour days, 5-hour days, 2-hour days. How many days a week do I want to work? I would not just go, well, I have to work five hours, or I have to work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Not the case at all, right? This is your design. We're going to build it from backwards. You might go, I don't want to work Fridays or Saturdays or Sunday. I want a 3-day weekend every week. God bless you. Let's build that. And then equally important, how many weeks do you want to take off a year? So how many hours per day do you want to work? How many days per week do you want to work? And how many weeks per year do you want to take off, right? You might say, I want a month off every daggum year. God bless you. That's fine. We just have to design it. Second is the money, right? And then the money we got to kind of go with. Everyone is fired up about top line, like, you know, gross sales. Everyone kind of a vanity number. Like I have, Jason says, I like that plan. I've actually personally coached Jason Johnson on Millionaire People. I remember our conversation, buddy, in Phoenix in our lesser mansion. We've had mansions in Phoenix, and we made the mistake of renting one during spring training, and I had to settle. But I remember coaching Jason and his, I think it was at that one. Anyway, Jason's wife threw this. So anyway, most people do gross sales. I want to have a $1 million business. And if they have $1 million business, I want a $2 million business. They want five. They want five. They want 10. And it never stops. The reality is what we really want is go, what do we need out of life? Where do I want to live? What kind of cars do I want to drive? How much money do I want to give? How much do I need to save? We kind of think of concrete things that we want our life to look like, and then figure out what you need to live, right? A lot of people think they want to be multi-millionaires, and there's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But most people can live a pretty good life somewhere between 150 and 200,000 to 300,000. You can kind of have everything you want, right? So figure out really what you want in terms of your life, what school you want your kids to go to, whatever you need, and then figure out how much it's going to cost, and then go, okay, I'm just gonna make a round number, 10 grand a month. Maybe it's 20 for you. Maybe it's five. The good news is the lower that number is, the quicker you retired, right? I would much rather have 5,000 a month coming in I don't do any work for than 10,000 that I had to work 20,000 for. Daisy says, grow your pile, or put it in the pile. I'm not going to get into that now because it's too deep, but feel free to reach out to Daisy and go, what does put it in the pile mean, Daisy? Or grow your pile. I love that. Girlfriend's paying attention. All right. Hey, Terry, good to see you. So once we've got the money worked out, we really want to make sure that our gross sales number reflect our net profit, right? So let's just say it's $10,000 a month. We teach you a 20% profit margin. That means you just need a $50,000 a month business, right? I'd much rather you have a business making you 10 grand a month and you got all the time off that you wanted, to making 20 grand a month, and you worked 100 hours a week and torched your relationships, right? But if we don't reverse engineer the whole thing, we're going to miss it. So if I was going to start a business, and you guys are like, well, you're on step 3 of 7, you haven't talked one thing about customers or selling anything. I know, it's terrible. Step 1, I get crystal clear on my why. Number 2, I get crystal clear on the what. Number 3, I reverse engineer the thing backwards. Step 4 is I would get crystal clear on my who, right? This is a big one. So many people freaking skip this. It makes me crazy. I'm constantly ranting against it. Who am I going to serve? Exactly, specifically to the word, to the letter. What pain am I going to solve from them? Understand, I didn't say what service can I provide, right? A lot of people are like, do I want to do floor stripping and waxing or carpet cleaning or disinfecting? Or we don't care. First, you got to understand who you're going to serve, and then understand what pain, what problem you're going to solve for them. So much more important we do that than offer services. People don't want services. Like for you guys, I didn't start going, I'm going to have a podcast and yak all day. I'd said, who do I want to serve and how do I want to make their life better, right? We all exist here at Grow My Cleaning Company to help you guys spend more time with your family, have more freedom, both financially and time. That's what we do. Everything backwards, this podcast, all the services, everything we have, the books, everything is to help with that goal. So we start with the, you know, what I want to do, which is create a lot of impact. I'm pretty clear on what I want my life to look like. Obviously, I'm here in California. I'm overlooking the ocean. My wife's inside, relaxing in a beautiful home, writing a book. It's great. And then the way we do that is we serve our who. And we know exactly what pain we want to solve. We want you guys to have time and money freedom. All right, step 5 is to come up with 10 to 20 lead sources to get the leads from step 3 and start testing them, right? So Sabrina says, thank you. You are so welcome, sister. Glad to serve. So in step 3, sorry, I forgot to take that all the way to the end. Once you figure out how much money you need, for, say again, say it's $10,000 a month, well, now you've got, and then you figure out, okay, well, if I need 10 grand a month for me, and don't forget taxes, by the way, if you want to keep 10 grand, you need to make 15, unless you're in, you know, Canada, then it's 20, or I don't know, they have fake money up there anyway. Right, Sean? Sean's a reformed Canadian. Anyway, figure out how much you need. We figure a 20% profit margin. So if it was 10 grand, you need $50,000 a month in sales. Then you go, well, how many sales do I need to get there? Since we're talking about how to start from scratch, let's say you have none, right? So it's not like you have 10 grand. You just need to get an additional 40 grand. You got nothing. You need the whole 50 grand. This is the part of the magic, by the way, about owning a recurring cleaning business is recurring sales are awesome, right? You don't have to go sell 50 grand every month. I've tried. I've done it with car dealerships and construction. It's a son of a gun. It is so much better. You guys have it great where we can just sell it once. You sell a little $300-$500 a month account. That just keeps coming in, right? You don't have to keep selling it every month. So let's, and spoiler alert, the easiest way to grow is to have bigger accounts, right? Bigger accounts can take a little longer to get. So on the residential, it's a little tougher, right? If I'm residential, I'm only looking for, there's a bug. It was big and black and scared the crap out of me. You guys get to see it live on, live on Facebook. It was like this big, terrified me. And I think I wet myself a little. Sorry. Not sorry. It is what it is. 46-year-old man terrified by bug. See if we can make a meme out of that. All right, moving on. So we want to make sure that we need to know how many customers we need to get that. Shortcut, spoiler alert, the bigger your customer value is, the less customers you need. So if you're going to do residential and have like a $200 or $300 a month client, that's fine. You just got to get really good at getting a lot of leads. If you're not as good at getting leads, you'll probably need bigger customers, right? Like if you want to, so let's just make the numbers easy. Say the customers are, Lou called me a big sissy. I'd argue if I could, dude, but that thing scared me. I was okay with the birds, but the bug, it really got to me. Moving on. So guys, I keep getting distracted by shiny object syndrome. So good news is if you have ADD, you can still be successful in business. All right. We were talking about, clients. So if my average client is say $1,000 just to make the numbers easy, and I need 50,000, well, I need 50 clients, right? So once we figure out we need 50 clients, we know, okay, well, how many bids do I need to give to get 50 clients? And you might go, well, I close half, right? And everyone thinks they close 70%. You track that crap. It's not 70%. Although we do teach you how to close a crap ton more bids, go on fewer bids, close more sales for more money. So if you ever want to know how to do that, reach out to Sean or Lou or Leah. They can help you. But let's say you close half the bids. Okay. So God bless it. There's that black buggy. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's here. Hopefully you saw it so you know how terrifying it was. All right. I might have to go in. I can't live out here in the wild. It's too dangerous. So if we need 50 clients at $1,000 each and we close half the bids we go on, and for residential, it's probably going to be higher. For commercial, might be lower. I'm just trying to make up some numbers here. Then we're going to need to go on 100 bids. last piece is to get 100 bids, how many leads do I need? And so many people get confused and go, what do you mean? I bid 100% of the leads that come in. But that's not the truth, right? If someone calls in and says, can you do my dry cleaning? You're going to say no. That's still a lead, right? Or someone calls in and they want you to do residential and your commercial or vice versa, that's a lead. If someone calls in and they're like, I'm just budget conscious and I want the cheapest bid, and you're like, I'm not going to bid that. That's still a lead, right? So just because you don't bid doesn't mean it's not a lead. So you're going to, and we'll just use half again, right? Say, well, half of the people that call in or email in or text in or reach out, however your marketing works, half of them become bids. Well, if you need 100 clients, or what did I say, 50 clients, $50,000 clients a month to get you to $50,000 a month, but you only close half the bids that you give. So you need to give 100 bids to get 50 sales, and say only half of the leads that come in turn into bids. So that means you need 200 leads to get 100 bids, to get 50 sales, to get $50,000 a month. So that 200 bids or the 200 leads sounds like a lot, but say we want to do it over a year. Right now we're talking, what's that, 15, 20, not even 20, or 17, something like that per year or per month. Not so bad. So step five is come up with 10 to 20 lead sources. And again, this is stuff that we do with you and for you in the Clean Profit Method. And to get those leads coming in, right? So if you know you need 17 leads per month, I'm going to not just have one lead source, right? A lot of people go, oh, all I do is repeat and referral, and they're really proud of it. You shouldn't be. You want to have lots and lots of different options, right? So what you want to do is have 5 or 10 lead sources that only need 1 or 2 or 3 leads each, as opposed to just one lead source. Does that make sense? So that's step five. Step six is, believe it or not, we haven't sold one thing yet. Step six is still create and begin a hiring process. So I'm ready for my first customers, right? People make that mistake. They don't hire until they get employees, or they think, or until they get customers, because they're like, what are they going to do? But then they think, I can't get customers, I'll get employees, and they get stuck. So you want to have both of those systems and processes working. And then step seven is my favorite. I'm going to collect data from the first, from steps five and six, you know, the lead sources and the hiring, and I'm going to keep tweaking those systems and processes till it works. So quick summary, and then we'll call it a day. If you guys have any questions, put it in the chat. But if I was going to start a business from scratch today with no lead list, no nothing, nobody knew me, I'd get crystal clear on my why. Why do I want to build this business? What impact do I want to have? How will it impact the world? Number two, I'd get crystal clear on exactly what I wanted out of this thing, how much time I wanted to put in it, what I wanted to do during that time, how much time I wanted off. Then step three is I'd reverse engineer the whole thing, right? What do I need in terms of net profit to live the life that I want? And what kind of schedule do I want to work? And how do I build a business that'll generate that profit on that schedule? Step four, I'm going to get crystal clear on who I'm going to serve and what exact pain I'm going to solve for them. Not what service I can provide, what pain I can solve for them. And I'm going to work the service around the pain, right? Our services, we do Zoom meetings. I do that because we serve people all over the world. But if I started with, I'm going to do personal meetings or I'm going to do phone calls or whatever, it wouldn't have worked. I had to find out what your guys' pain was and how I could best solve it. And then that's how we make our product. So that's number four, is exactly who I'm going to serve, what pain I can solve for them. Step five is I'm going to come up with 10 to 20 lead sources to get the leads I need. And I'm going to start testing 2 or 3 of them, right? So we're not going to test all 20 at first. We're going to test 2 or 3. The reason I don't just test one at a time is a lot of them aren't going to work, right? Especially when I have a system or process to follow, most of them are going to fail. Even with a system, some of them are going to fail. So if you just test one, it takes a month and you get nothing. That's hard. That's hard going, right? If you try and test 5 or 6 at a time, it's too much. So 2 or 3, you want to test at one time. Step six, I'm going to start my hiring process, believe it or not, because I know for this to really scale, and for, I don't want to clean, right? That certainly wasn't my why or my what. I didn't want to clean. So I'm going to need people to do that for me. I'm going to start now. And then step seven, I'm just going to keep revising steps 5 and 6, right? So steps 1 through 4, all the clarity on what you're going to do and who you're going to do and the impact and all that sort of stuff, you do that once. And then really the hiring process and the client attraction process, that's what we're just going to keep revising. So real quick before we go, and if you guys want help with this, go to, you can just, if you're on live, you can just reach out to Sean or Lou. They're our coaches. If you're not on live, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We can have someone help create a plan or contextualize this plan to you, where you're at in your business. You might not just be starting. You might be stuck. Some of this might make sense. Some of it you might have questions about. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk for help. What I really want to, leave you with is what I wouldn't focus on, right? Because so many people focus on the wrong things. Of all the people that I've talked to that were just starting, none of them were focusing on any of these things, right? Or one at the most. What they were focusing on, and these are writer downers for what I'm going to ignore right off the bat, are things like the logo, right? I'm going to spend a bunch of time getting the logo perfect. A website, not a funnel. I like having a funnel. That would be step five of coming up with lead sources. But just a website that just says like, I'm Mike and I'm great. And here's all the things I have. And here's how amazing I am. We're not going to do any of that. Buying office furniture, renting an office space, buying supplies, getting insurance, coming up with a tagline, incorporating your company, all this garbage. And some of those are important. Please don't hear me saying you shouldn't incorporate or you shouldn't ever have an office or you shouldn't have insurance. You should. Just don't fool yourself into thinking that you're doing the work, that that's the important stuff, because it's not, right? So those are the things I wouldn't focus on. The good news is when you've got a plan like we outlined and you start with your what and your why first, good afternoon, Verna, good to have you. Your learning curve is so much flatter and you give yourself a chance. This is a hard enough business as it is without a plan, without a system, without a process, which is really what we do. That's why I gave you the growmycleancompany.com/talk. So having a plan, getting crystal clear on what you want, why you want it, how you want to get it, will just make your learning curve so much flatter and easier to deal with. So if you're like, holy crap, I need this, I want this, Mike, help me, Mike's team, help me. Good. Hey, Jose, good to see you, buddy. If you want to help walking through this process, getting the systems and processes in place to do this process, no matter where you are in your business, go to growmycleancompany.com/talk. We would love to help you. That's it. Awesome. Clean Nation. I'm going to go enjoy the ocean. You guys are amazing. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.